Hi, welcome to Planet Shakers. I'm Russell Evans. It's Pastor Neil Smith and Pastor Nicole Yao. And we are so excited that you're with us today. I'm going to be sharing on Arise, Shine, For Your Light Has Come. And we're going to be talking about what happened in Papua New Guinea in the last 2 weeks. Pastor Neil will be sharing about what God has done.
You know, it's incredible what God has done in Papua New Guinea. Over 60,000 people on the last night, 10,000 decisions for Christ, just incredible things. And today we're going to try and help you to understand how you can be a part of discipling nations.
And Nicole was there, a part of our school's outreach. And Nicole, you're going to be sharing to these awesome people about what?
Yeah, so we got to speak to 8 schools in Papua New Guinea, totaling 15,000 students, 25% of the students in Papua New Guinea, talking about the mantle of God that we carry and that we're able to carry into schools and into whatever environment that you have influence and impact in. It's going to be awesome.
So why don't you sit back, open up your hearts, and receive an impartation of what God can do through you to shake the planet. The Bible says, arise, shine. Everyone say arise. Everyone say shine. For your light has come. Everyone say light. And the glory. Everyone say glory. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory. Everyone say glory. Will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light. That means lost people. And kings, that means the leaders and rulers and people of authority and influence, to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They gather all together and come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall become radiant. Everyone say radiant. And your heart shall swell with joy. Because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. For the multitude of camels shall cover your land, and all those from Sheba shall come, and they will bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. Isaiah 60. In 2005, God spoke to me about Planet Shakers. Out of this scripture, Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And I did a whole series. I preached basically the whole chapter of Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60 talks about some promises that would happen. It talks about how that kings would be coming. What are kings? People of influence. To the brightness of what was happening at Planet Shakers. Talked about wealth of nations being bought to see nations impacted, and talked about sons and daughters coming home. And at the time in 2005, I preached this and I said, people of influence and people who of government and different people will come to see what God is doing at Planet Shakers. It's going to have influence. I thought that was just talking about Melbourne. And how many know we have the nations of the world in Melbourne, and God wants to impact the world through Melbourne? You know, that word arise means this. It means to abide. It means to accomplish. It means to endure. It means to make good. God wants his people to make good the land. It means to ordain, that God has ordained us for the kingdom, to bring kingdom order. It means to bring freedom and liberty and life and abundance and kingdom values and healing of sick people and broken-hearted people and hurt people and spirit living, and the list goes on. That word arise is what we do. Everyone say, it's what we do. You see, when you lie in bed in the morning, you have a choice to sleep all day or arise. See, it's what we do is the arising. The shining is what we do. But the glory of the Lord is what he does. So God says, if you arise and if you shine, I'll bring my glory, which is the weight of heaven at your disposal. I will come on you and pour out my presence and my power so great that people won't recognize who you are, they'll recognize who I am. This morning I was having breakfast, which I do regularly, and I have breakfast many times on a Sunday morning at the Park Hyatt before I eat, before I preach. I just prepare my sermon, eat some bacon and eggs and some, what's the other thing I have? Hey? No, I don't have pancakes. I only have them at CL. I have bran, just to make sure that I'm regular. And coffee. And I'm there, and I'm about to speak to us about that I spoke this in 2005, and God was bringing it to pass in 2016. That the part of the scripture was kings would come to your brightness, and wealth would come to really fund impacting nations. This year, we felt God shift us from just making an impact to discipling nations. Not just being a good church and community and making a difference through church planting, but literally discipling nations, which would mean having influence with kings and rulers and government leaders and business people. And in the last 2 weeks, that has started to happen like never before. Pastor Neil told you about a man who gave $100,000 on the spot. We had only just met him. Neil had just met him for a brief moment. What is that? That is part of the fulfillment of this prophecy that we're about to step into as a church. There's a rising, there's a new level that, you see, when you arise, you know, if something arises, it comes out and becomes visible. Isn't it amazing? We're on national news recently. It wasn't news, it was national rubbish. But why have they come? Because what God's doing here. No matter what they say, they came because there's influence happening. So as I'm preparing this is quite funny. I'm sitting in the restaurant, and there's two guys over there, and they have those earpieces in, you know, like security people. And I thought, oh, there's someone important here. Someone important. So I'm eating my eggs, and they stand up. And as they stand up, the Prime Minister of Australia walks by. And I said, hello, Malcolm. No, I didn't say that. I would have said, hello, Prime Minister, but I didn't. And he walked out. Now, you go, well, what does that mean? Absolutely nothing. But it was a little sign to me that I'm about to talk about having influence with kings, rulers, and authorities. And I've been there hundreds of times and never once seen the Prime Minister of Australia. And he walked about from where Pastor Neil is to me. And I felt God say to me, planet shakers, you're about to step into a whole nother level. Arise and shine. Our job. For your light has come. Revelation. And the glory, the weight of the Lord is upon you, which will attract kings, rulers, leaders, community, young people, children, all spheres of society. But our job is to arise. Just this week, we were in Papua New Guinea, the place of my birth. You know, God called us planet shakers. I never called us planet shakers. God gave me an encounter with Him that gave me a prophetic word. Started a conference called Planet Shakers. I said, okay, what's that? I actually didn't know this, but my mother told me after we named Planet Shakers, she said, did you know you were born in an earthquake in Papua New Guinea? I was born. So painful was my birth that it created an earthquake. And my mum screamed and was so loud that the whole of the nation shook. That's not true, but there was an earthquake. And this week, We sent teams, Pastor Neil Smith, our international director. We saw One Nation one day and we thought, we could do this. And he came to me one day and said, we should do it in Papua New Guinea. So a year ago, he went to Papua New Guinea, knew nobody, and God opened up all these doors. And he's such an incredible man of God and great blessing to our church. And so I'm going to ask him to come and talk about what happened in Papua New Guinea this week. Let's give him a big hand. That's it. Come on, let's honor the man of God. Come on.
Awesome. Well, can I just say that it is incredible what's taken place. You can take your seats in the last 10 days. Far exceeded my personal expectations. And I had high expectations. But I want to say thanks to God. You know, it's easy for us to say, I operated in my gift and I believe your gift makes room for you. So, you know, when Pastor Russell was talking then and he said the Prime Minister walked past and he said, hi, Prime Minister. Truth is, if I was there, I actually would have. I'd have probably gone up to him. But there's something in me that says that is what I'm purposed to do. So there's a confidence that comes with that and opens doors. But you know, it's God who actually goes before you. So whatever your gift is, so I don't want to take credit for all these things that have happened. I played my part and there's been some incredible other people. First and foremost, Pastor Russell and Sam, for having an incredible vision that isn't just about a local church, but it's about we can change nations together. So I want to honour them. I also want to honour the incredible people that came this last few weeks. The Bible College students did an incredible job. They're still over there now. And it's funny because Pastor Scott, the principal, texts me and he says, I spoke at this church and the Speaker of the House of Parliament, the guy I talk about a lot, happened to be at that church that morning. And he said he listened to everything and then he came up to me and said, that was a great sermon. So he's feeling like, well, I'm the man now. But good on him. And you know, but also Joe in the prisons, Pastor Joe from our Southeast campus, did a phenomenal job. I would not be able to do what he does in prisons. He just walks in there like he owns the place. Over 400 convicts in the first place he went into, and over half of them gave their lives to Christ right there in the prisons. How incredible is that? Our team, Pastor Andy, led some of our youth guys that were there, and they did an incredible job. Jake, and I don't know if he's here, and Alice did a phenomenal job, and also Nicole, who you're going to hear from in a moment. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60, for the glory of the Lord has risen. The glory, actually, the synonym of that is excellence. The great thing about our church is we go with excellence. You know, what we do here every week is now become, and don't hear this in the wrong way because it's not a dress rehearsal, but it's become the dress rehearsal for what we're going to do. What you do in work every week is becoming the dress rehearsal for what you're going to do in the world in time to come as we take nations. You know, for me, we started in Lae. It was an incredible time seeing what God had done. Isn't it interesting? I talked about the check that I received. But if we hadn't had the failure of the field, we wouldn't have gone to the building. If we didn't go to the building, the man would have never come to the event. He would have never met us. And this man's gave us that great check, but he said, I want to get behind this and I want to give money into this and I want to sow resource. God always has a plan and God has just been going before us time and time again. You know, we were there for me, obviously, to change a nation, it's not just going to take the church. We are the central location as far as sending out goes. But the reality is, it's going to take leaders of nations who have the power to make decisions. It's going to take business people who have the power to raise finance and actually create jobs. It's going to take health practitioners who actually creatively change the health system. It's going to be educators who actually change the mindset of the emerging generation. And we need to reach every sphere in that way so that we can bring systemic change to nations. So, you know, for me, I go as our ambassador and, you know, I don't feel I have to preach there. I feel I have to lead in how we actually reach every sphere. So my job is to bring the right people to meet the right people so we can bring about the change. And so there's room for all of us to play a part in what God is wanting to do in nations. On Friday, it culminated in Port Moresby, the capital, by a prayer breakfast, and simultaneously, and you're going to see this come up on the screen in a few minutes. I've told them just to automate it this time rather than wait for me to tell them when. But the first thing you'll see is the prayer gathering. And at 5:30 a.m. in the morning, around about 8,000 people came out from all over the city. That's not Starship Enterprise, that is Parliament House, okay? I know it looks like that. And thank God for Matt Wong and also for Chris Peterson, who came and did incredible video footage as well. But that breakfast, these people came out, they came out and they started to pray. Just that. A public holiday called Repentance Day started 2 years ago just to repent for what the nation has done so that Lord's favour can continue to be on it. But then to pray, 8,000 people singing and praying. We were in a breakfast in Parliament House. First time in their history that they've had the head of, I've forgotten what he's called, the head of the judicial system, Chief Justice, and then also the Governor General of the country, and also the Speaker of the House of Parliament and the Prime Minister. Usually they're not allowed to be in the same place because of security protocol. But they felt for what we were celebrating, which was what? That they had put the Bible in the centre of Parliament and it become the foundation stone for how the country would be run, was worthy of getting all those people in one room together. And we were able to sit there for 200 people, and each speech was celebrating how it was so important that the Bible was central to everything that happened in that nation. I mean, just incredible. Like an Old Testament epistle sort of rolling out of what God was doing. But for me, there was a moment when the Speaker of the House was speaking and he said this. He said, "We are not a nation of 863 languages, 1,000 tribes. We are not a nation of many nations. We are one nation unto God." When he made that statement, this is the Prime Minister coming out right now. When he made that statement, I realised we were discipling a nation. Why? Because last time I was there, that wasn't the statement that was made. The statement that was made is we are a nation made up of hundreds of nations. And I said to him, "We're going to change that mentality. You are one nation." And when I heard him in his speech actually say it, I suddenly went, wow. And I began to weep in that room because we're having the opportunity to speak into the life of a nation. This isn't something we're just talking, it's happening, church, and you are a part of it. Because you see, we took people, Pastor Russell facilitated, I played my part, but you came together with a miracle offering that facilitated us even being able to think about doing it. And next year, we're going to facilitate an option for hundreds, if not into the thousands of people that'll go and play their part all over that nation. But then the Prime Minister came out and you saw him there. And I was actually just sitting in amongst the crowd and I got pulled by one of the key guys and he put me right behind the Prime Minister. It was live to the nation on radio. Prime Minister spoke and then he sat down. They said, "We're going to dismiss you now. Thank you for coming, Prime Minister." And he said, "No, I don't want to go." He said, "I want to listen to these guys," because Planet Shakers were standing right next to him waiting to sing a song. And so he goes, "I want to listen to these guys." And so then they introduced me and they said, "Would you come forward as our international, our one and only international stakeholder in the nation of PNG? Would you come and speak what you see for our nation?" I was like, "Really? Okay, here we go." But I didn't have to think about it twice. I wasn't fearful of saying what I felt. And I spoke and I thanked the Prime Minister. And then when I finished, the band was going to play "Nothing Is Impossible." I mean, here we are, church, at a nation, live on radio. One of our signature songs, probably our most, you know, known song. "Nothing is impossible for this nation." Prime Minister sitting there clapping like this. It's like nowhere else in the world. I shook his hand. He said, "I'm sorry that I haven't met you, because there's been a couple of occasions I've had appointments and he hasn't been able to meet me because stuff's come up." And I said, "No problem." He said, "Next time you come, let's meet. Let's talk about what we're going to do." And I just started to think, wow, this is happening. Left that environment, went to the stadium that night. We were believing for 15 to 20,000 to show up, which would have been incredible. You know, that night, Over 60,000 people showed up in the venue. They had to lock the gates because they were scared there was too many people coming. So they actually locked the gates, both locked people in and out. Don't think about safety over there, I'm telling you. But then we prayed for the nation. I stood arm in arm with the Speaker of the House of Parliament. We stood on the stage in front of the nation, and together we prayed for the nation. I'm not talking a little prayer book prayer. I'm talking about this nation is great unto God. We began to speak about generations are going to rise up, and the crowd was going nuts, speaking into the life of me. That's you and I. That's not just me. That's us. Pastor Russell got the word, discipling nations. Oh, this is just the first. I believe this will become a model nation. Look at the Western world. They don't know how to run a nation at the moment by their own confession. But when we have a model kingdom nation and it's working, people are going to look and say, how do we get that? And I believe one day even our own nation, who changes prime ministers, you know, like changing their underpants almost, you know, they're going to say, we need help too. And we're going to be called on, because for me, that's the dream, that our own nation would be a nation unto God. I've heard Africa be saved. Australia would be saved, a nation as unto God. And I just believe that this is going to be the first of many. You're all to play a part. But again, I said it was so great to watch our own guys do what they did. And one of our great young champions in the church is Nicole, and I'd like you to honour her as she comes and just shares her thoughts.
Thank you, Pastor Neil. So awesome. It's my privilege to share with you. You can grab your seats. Thank you. I'm going to just roll to this video about what God actually did in the past week. And it's actually very surreal to me. So I'll show you this. So they let us into 8 of their schools. The government actually chose their schools for us to go and speak life and value and hope into their teenagers. And we're told it was actually 25% of the capital city students. And so these schools, like, they're not small schools, like this school that you'll see here right now, 2,200 students just casually in a field, in a village kind of vibe, kind of thing going on. And so we were speaking into their lives, and I think it amounted to about 15,000 students in total. And what was amazing was we really asked the Lord, would you use us? And God, would we carry the mantle of Planet Shakers into these schools? And you know, that mantle of groundbreaking, breakthrough, doing the unprecedented, even the fact that we did this, this was the first event in the nation that we did this. We made history by running this event. And it was just amazing to see in some of the schools, it was like the anointing of God fell. And as tangible as it is on a Sunday, we felt the anointing of God fall in these schools. And it's just really things that you dream of. And you know, we had teenagers come up to us afterwards with tears rolling down their face, saying, that's the first time anyone has ever said that I'm valuable. That's the first time anyone has said that I have any worth. This is the first time that I've heard that I matter for anything. And so we got to do that 8 times over in all these different schools. And you know, God so moved, and it was amazing. I really have no words for it. I'm still trying to process what actually went on. Yeah, and these are the things that we dream of. These are the things where you get to go into, and you know, when you say 15,000, that's so many, but when you think of the individual lives of meeting teenagers that come up to you with, you know, like I said, tears streaming down their face to say, no one's ever said this to me before. It's worth it just for that one. And so we got to do that for all of those ones over and over again. And you know, we had the different people attend when we're in the schools, the governor of the education department. We had the Speaker of Parliament host this event on the Friday night, as you heard, 60,000 people in attendance, all of that. And he actually said that he's never seen so many young people at an event like this before. That even that was history making. There's a bit of a disconnect between the older and the younger generation. And to be able to speak into the younger generation and say, you are the answer to this nation. You are the ones that this nation is looking for. You are the solution that this nation is yearning for. And to see them respond, not only in the school, but then also coming on the Friday night, it was just amazing. And, you know, even on that Friday itself, like, I really have no words. It was so amazing, right? So the morning we got invited to breakfast with the Prime Minister, Governor General and the Chief Justice, as you would have heard Pastor Neil say, and the Speaker of Parliament, breakfast to that event. So all of those people and Nicole, yeah. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what am I doing in here? What is, like, seriously, are we honestly having this kind of impact? And then after that, we had the on the steps of Parliament, our band played Nothing Is Impossible. But you have to understand that the nation, it was a national address on this national public holiday. And so the Prime Minister gets up, the Governor General gets up, the Speaker of Parliament gets up, and then Pastor Neil gets up to address the nation. Like, this is the impact that we're having. This is the influence that we're allowed. It's like, what are you talking about? That's the mantle that we carry. And I guess really for me, it was such a significant moment and such a life-changing experience, because I never thought I'd be part of this. I got saved in this house myself 10 years ago. And then next, 10 years on, here I am standing on this stage. Here I am going to another nation, carrying the mantle of Planet Shakers into another nation and doing the impossible and doing the unprecedented and making history. And for all of us sitting in this place right now, well, you have to understand that it wasn't just us, but just us as a team, but it's us, all of us as a family, that we get to carry the mantle of Planet Shakers into the world, into your workplace, into your school, into your family, into this city. So that same mantle that we had, that we carried to break ground, to break through, to speak value and to shift the place and to bring the anointing of God and see the kingdom of God come on earth, that's available to all of us every day in whatever sphere you are in and whatever impact you get to have that God has entrusted to you. That's for all of us. And so, it's such a privilege and such an honor to be part of this. And this is something that we have accomplished together. So thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you so much for giving. God is so good.
'96. I sat on the front of a service just like this and had an encounter with Jesus that in 2016 is now discipling nations. Now seeing someone who I'd never met called Nicole Yao. When were you born? 91. 5 years of age she was. That encounter impacted her life and impacted nations. My children weren't even born. Now people are here. Thousands of people watching online. Millions of people around the world impacted by the grace of God. And it was because an insecure pastor's kid arose and shone. My challenge to us today, that was good. We've had great impact, but we're about to step into nations to change the world.
Our prayer is that you encounter Jesus. All over the world, people are encountering God through His presence, and we're so excited to be a part of something that's shaking the planet. You too are a planet shaker. Have a great week. God bless you.